It's Here and Now. Good afternoon. I'm Zoe Clark.
And I'm Rick Pluta.
And for anyone watching politics this week, what a week it was. Rick, we could not start this conversation this week without talking about what is happening with Detroit. Governor Snyder proposed a consent agreement on Monday.
He did. And even though there's a lot going on in terms of things like ballot proposals and whatnot, really what's happening in Detroit and what's happening here in Lansing has just dominated most conversations and overshadowed everything else.
And one of the most interesting things that sure kept us busy was just all this back and forth between the Detroit City Council, between Mayor Bing's office, from the governor's administration. I mean, it seemed like for a couple of days there, every 7 or 8 minutes, we were getting a new press release via email. You were working your sources. It seemed just sort of like chaos there for a little bit.
It did. And it also seemed like Governor Snyder succeeded where all other efforts had failed to get the mayor and the city council to work together, but, you know, at what cost?
And it brought everyone, it seems, and their uncles out to give their statements to say what they think. Yesterday, you attended a conference from the Senate Democrats.
Well, yeah, and the theme of this event could have been everything's been said, but not everyone has said it yet. This came 3 days after the governor presented his proposed consent agreement. It came a day after the mayor and the city council pretty much rejected it and let everyone know that they were working on their own counter proposal. And then and only then the Detroit delegation to the state Senate felt compelled to stand up and present their analysis and acknowledged in the whole thing that they played zero role in what was going to go on, which begs the question, why, after so many days, did they have to stand up and say anything at all? And clearly it was they just didn't want to be left out.
Pure politics, what we like to talk about, people who see a crisis and deciding that their input is needed.
And a crisis of this magnitude either sends politicians running for cover or it draws them like moths to a flame. And you can see why. And you look at what's going on in Detroit right now. There's already a review team in place, and it's got some you know, prominent political names from the city in it, former state Supreme Court Justice Conrad Mallett, that whether the city goes the route of a financial oversight board or a flat-out emergency manager, that means that there will be new personalities entering the scene. They may be people who are already public figures and having their shot at fixing the city's problems. It may be names that people aren't familiar with yet.
And now let's talk about the relationship between Governor Snyder and Mayor Dave Bing. When the governor took office last year, there was a lot of talk about, you know, here they come from the same backgrounds, businessmen, that they were going to come together, work together. Where do you think things stand right now in their sort of personal relationship, not just politics?
Yeah, this was considered a very promising partnership. Two people who came from the business community, they were going to apply those business principles to solve the problems facing state government, solve the problems facing city government, and hopefully do it together. And, you know, what we've seen in recent days is, you know, words being thrown out that maybe in everyday conversation aren't considered brutal, but in politics where people try to adopt very neutral terms that, you know, we heard Dave Bing call Rick Snyder disingenuous, and Rick Snyder said that Mayor Bing had resorted to personal attacks. It just makes you wonder how all this is going to play out going forward.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like before in your fingertips.
Rick Pluta is Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
And Zoe Clark is Michigan Radio's resident political junkie.